Rickleblog, 25 August 2007, Sand Castles in the Hourglass, Guilty Pleasures and Satisfying Segways. I have never denied being a fossil. Try as I do, and succeed as I sort of, to become conversant with current music, my favorites remain in the past. And not just the Beatles and the Stones. I'm a fossil, but not a protoplanetary disc. It's a cliche that we love the music of our youth the most, and I had the great good fortune to have more music in my youth than most. By vice of working in radio for many years, I often had access to the musical equivalent of the slush pile of literature. And, as with literature, there is mostly junk, and the occasional hidden delight. At one point, I had amassed many hundreds of 45s and decided to grade them. Remember the L.A. Teens, You'll Come Running Back? Asterisk. That was an A. So was Pink Floyd's See Emily Play in the Picture Sleeve that I eventually traded for the mushroom release of Hearts magazine. And of course, all the Beau Brummel's futile comeback 45s were of the ignored A persuasion as well. When I go for a walk, I grab my cue, put on my Bluetooth headset, and start up some quaint and curious album of forgotten youth. A few days ago, it was my pleasure to reacquaint myself with the band Stories, in particular, the About Us album. As I was listening to side two, I heard the phrase, Sand Castles in the Hourglass, which, I believe, totally lacks metaphysical significance, but made me think anyway. It was in the song Top of the City, which was a segue from Words. Two lovely yet rockin' songs that belong together. That reminded me of two more segues, one which you've heard and one you haven't. The first is Traffic's Paper Sun. On the canonical album, the song just fades out. But somewhere in Radioland, the coda, which is at the very end of the second side of the album, is an integral part of the song, as it must be for any sense of resolution. I could never find the source, so I put the two together myself. Much improved. And second, there's the wildly popular Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire on the Don't Say No album. Did you know that the title song, the final cut on side two, is a perfect segue for the hit? You probably have the CD. Program it to play just track 6 and 10 to see what I mean. I did it with an editing program. Ideally, one should fade into the other. This doesn't exhaust my interest in or examples of great segues. It just happens to be the two I was thinking of while listening to Stories, my guilty pleasure, singing about sand castles in the hourglass. Where are the MP3s? If you listen to this blog as a podcast of MP3s instead of reading it, you will notice that August is missing thus far. The explanation is not August, as it has every right to be, but rather Microsoft. I am diligent in applying Microsoft's monthly, or weekly, or daily updates to my PC's various, and something went wrong. The small PC that I have dedicated to audio recording hiccuped and refused to reboot after the most recent update. The blue screen of death asserted that my Hive file was corrupted. I guess it's not just the BioBees that are in trouble, although I know I can fix the problem at ruinous cost in time. I've been debating myself, so far indecisively, about whether to replace the computer instead. I have not abandoned the project. In fact, given how good the Audiogo readings are, I've been going back to the pre-podcast blogs and arranging for them to appear as Audiogo feeds. I'll add those to the index page in due course. When is the library book sale? Today and tomorrow. Yippee! And I finally have shelves. Asterisk. Of course you don't remember the L.A. Teens. Now playing Don't Say No, Billy Squire. And as an audio-only follow-up to the above, obviously I've finally gotten around to recording it, and what I did was I reinstalled Windows in the small PC because I'm much too cheap to buy a new one for something stupid like that, and I couldn't really fix the Hive files because somehow one was totally corrupted. So it goes.